trade shows at Pride48.com.
A shit show. I realized my SD card ran out partway through. I don't know when.
Which?
And the SD card on my audio.
I tell you, it lies when it says there's 7 hours. There's
it
not
7 hours.
It said
7 hours. It literally said 7 hours.
No,
also,
it lies. It's
you can stop
bad.
Recording the video.
Oh, I can't.
Recording stopped.
So.
I mean, I have your track.
Yeah, you do. You do. And also, my video switcher decided to vomit again, even though I cleaned the hard drive before I started, and I've rebooted it this week, so I don't know. But I have that brand new Rodecaster video over there. I can probably switch to that and see if that works better.
I can just, yeah. So I have all of it. I have the video and the audio. So if you want to do a video show, we can.
Yeah, you can send me all that.
And
I'll see where mine ended. Maybe it only ended 10 minutes early or something, or I don't know.
I say setting up a two shot with the two of us with fixed tracks, and you can just do the cropping on it.
It's not hard. It's just,
but and then once it's done for the whole time. I mean, and you can just use the same video source for the whole thing. It just, the entire show is a two, and then you just drop the contact video over the top.
I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not trying to tell you how to. You know what, Adam? You should get a hold of that editor that did Agatha All Along, because their editing was just top notch.
Great. Okay. Here's another show.
I have to pee. So, do we want to? You want to give me just a second here to go and pee? How many extras? You had 12, right?
Yeah, I have 6 more.
Yeah, I have 6 more written down here. So yeah, we can talk about 6 more. So all right, be right back.
Chat room, how riveting is it to listening to us talk about TV shows? Are you riveted to your seats? I mean, it doesn't matter because you get what you pay for. But I mean, I'm just asking because it's a good distraction, you know, from life and the whatnot. I have made a decision. We're trying a new thing in our household. I am a big TV watcher, as we all know. And we will, from the time I sit down on the couch at, I don't know, 5:30 or 6 p.m. or whenever, when working and working out and whatever else we're doing is done, we would watch TV until time for bed. And I grew up with the TV on in the house all the time. And like, you know, it was just like, I would do my homework in front of the TV and I would do. So what I decided was Mark had gotten into a book series, and I really like to read. So what I decided was we're not going to turn on the TV until we sit down for dinner. So we're going to, how different are your, like, what are some things you like, Lamont? Anyway, so we're not going to turn on the TV and we eat kind of late. We don't eat until around 8 o'clock. So we're just going to, we've been sitting on the couch in silence, reading our books every night this week.
The cats have, I've been playing this game with the cats at night because Zach works at night. So it's just me here. And so I'll play this little game where I'll go hide little treats all around, you know, just hide some of their treats around the house, and they go on their little hunts and everything. And so, when I went in there to go pee and get my drink, they were both like just following me around because they're just like, can we hunt? Can we do the hunt? We want the treats. I'm just like, ah. Not every night, guys.
Oh, a sitcom guy. Yeah, I'm not too much of a sitcom guy. Although, one of mine is a sitcom.
Oh, The Golden Girls.
Yeah. Down the road and back again. Your heart is true. I've watched that so many times. Condoms, Rose. Condoms. Did you watch Golden Girls? I don't know if we ever talked about we've talked about it, but I can't remember if you.
I have seen episodes of The Golden Girl, but I haven't watched it from like beginning. I haven't watched every episode, whatever. Sliderco says my husband started working nights, so trying to figure out my new routine. TV watching has definitely increased. You know what I've been doing lately is Planet Coaster 2 just came out this week. So build little, you know, it's a theme park simulator and you like put down scenery and, you know, you build the roller coasters and you build the rides and you put the plants in and the fences and the, you know, whatever. And it's like, I've been listening to the Critical Role, their podcast, you know, their D&D podcast, while I'm sitting there playing Planet Coaster for, you know, it's relaxing. It's just like, it's like playing with your little toy train set or whatever, you know, you're just like, got to put the right tree here to make this look all pretty. And you know, anyway, so Golden Girls. I've watched episodes, but I haven't watched the whole thing. And I honestly...
So good.
I mean, I think it was. I don't think it holds up now. I don't think I would get the same enjoyment.
I still enjoy it. I mean, I still sometimes... I also... It's not on my list, but I also enjoyed designing women.
Although Frasier held up pretty well.
Well, I mean, there's a Frasier.
The Frasier reboot is god awful. Oh my god, it's reunion. Yeah, the continuation of Frasier.
I haven't seen it. But.
So god awful. All right. So on my list here is Bob's Burgers. I feel like it strikes the right balance of incredibly funny and incredibly kind of weirdly wholesome at the same time. It's kind of like a balance that like Family Guy never really hit, and The Simpsons kind of like just became too corporate to have or whatever. It's like Bob's Burgers is the little cartoon that can. It's so cute. It's every show is funny, and just the acting on it is great. And yes, The Simpsons is still on. And
is Bob's Burgers still on?
Yeah, Bob's Burgers is still on.
I don't watch animated stuff, yeah. Like those animated adult things, like I watched The Simpsons when I was younger, but I haven't watched it in forever. South Park I don't watch, Bob's Burgers I never watched, King of the Hill I never watched, so I don't really.
Bobby,
here's another one.
Yeah,
let's see this one. Oh, it wasn't supposed to start at the beginning, but it did because there's a big bit of...
I'm not hearing anything.
There's a big bit of, yeah.
The Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts. Yes, The Facts of Life. I feel like...
The Facts of Life, yeah.
I mean, I've seen episodes of The Facts of Life. I've seen...
Girls!
It was in syndication, so I know I've seen episodes of The Facts of Life more than once, the same episodes more than once, but I don't think I've ever sat down and watched it contiguously from, like, beginning to end. Also, I don't think I would.
I've seen it multiple times. I don't know that... Again, these are not... I'm not saying these are the best...
I feel like it was badly acted.
I'm saying these are my popcorn, what I enjoy. They were all set to reboot, and then one of the actresses got really greedy and tried to make a side deal. Yes, I did hear about that. They were going to do some sort of thing.
Yeah, Blair was on Survivor.
She was, yeah. Lisa Welchel.
Yeah. So, Facts of Life.
Yes.
That's one of your...
Yes.
Favorite shows.
It is.
All right. The West Wing. I feel like The West Wing
was a good show. I didn't even think about that, but I've seen it twice through now.
The West Wing is like one of those things, is like it's how you hope government is run, like really smart people saying really smart things and making really difficult decisions and, like, you know, doing it very dramatically. It's like that's kind of how you hope that the government is actually run. Like, I'm sure the reality of it is way worse, but The West Wing is great with the walking and the talking, and it's just some really well acted, well written dialogue stuff. I feel like Aaron Sorkin's follow up, like The Newsroom and stuff like that, was just not as good. Like, I feel like
it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it, but
I mean, The Newsroom. The thing
and Sports
that,
Night was not bad.
The thing that annoyed me the most about The Newsroom is at the end when the woman becomes the head of the network, and it's the guy that tells her, like it's her husband that's telling her, like they told him before they told her that they were going to offer her the job. It's like there's hundreds of people in the room and he's like, and I'd like to tell you, you're the new president of the network. I just found out today that you're the, and it was like, wait, she hasn't accepted it yet. It was just such a weird, you know, male driven kind of a story. Like, it's like you had these smart women in there, but they were just all so subservient. And it's like, I get that in the West Wing because, you know, government is very, you know, patriarchal and whatnot. And women are just now making inroads. Like CJ Craig was, you know, a female press secretary. That was a new thing to have a female press secretary. That did not happen until, H.W. Bush was the first time we had a female press secretary. It was one of those things. It was way later than you would have thought. And, but yeah, West Wing, absolutely great show. I've watched it two or three times. Still holds up. Still great. President Bartlet will always be my best. I had that on my list. I did. See, right here, Game of Thrones. I chose that.
Game of Thrones. Look, unfortunately, I wish it was Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
Wheel of Time is my favorite all-time fantasy series.
Yeah.
In book form.
Ah.
I am not saying that I hate the TV show, but Game of Thrones is a better TV show.
Okay. Take everything.
It is a better.
Take that sentence, that paragraph that you just said.
Uh-huh.
Replace Wheel of Time with The Expanse, and that's why The Expanse is not on my list. I love The Expanse books. There's, you know, nine books that I've read, and I love the books. The TV show isn't horrible, but, you know, I know all the backstories of all the characters because I've read nine books, and it was, you know, a five season show, and they cut out a lot. So it's like... Yeah. That's why The Expanse isn't on my list. I love the books. Anyway, so go ahead. So
Before I do that, Slider Co., which Darren did you like, Lamont? I have to answer this. The first Darren is the only Darren that anyone should like. The very first Darren.
Wow.
The first Darren.
That would be...
the one who was addicted to painkillers or something. That is the Darren. Yeah. The other one...
Yeah, Dick Sargent replaced him. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Dick Sargent can go.
I felt better about it when they said that Dick Sargent was like, they had offered him the role first and he couldn't do it due to a scheduling conflict, and then they went with Dick. So they had always wanted to hire Dick York. And anyway, it's not important.
Game of Thrones. I think we all know Game of Thrones.
We're in the after books, show. People can now books, Google what these shows
the books
are about.
The books are fantastic. Although when I started watching the show, I kind of stopped reading the book. So I need to go back and finish reading.
I mean, he hasn't finished this.
Right. Some people think he will never finish. I think it's two books left or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's been working on one for like 10, 15 years. I don't know at this point. But yeah, Game of Thrones, I love it. It's ruthless. They kill a bunch of people. There's, you know, they kill their darlings.
Yeah.
No character is precious.
My precious.
Game of Thrones.
My precious.
What's yours? Next one.
This is a mini series. It's the only mini series that's
were we allowed to, was that that's a gray area here.
No, I said as long as it's not a movie, it's got to have multiple episodes. It was an HBO mini series. It was like a 10 part mini series, so it was like a modern season of a show. Anyway, it was a Tom Hanks venture. It was called From the Earth to the Moon. It was an HBO documentary series about the U.S. space program and how we got from the Earth to the Moon. And it was acted, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a document. It was a docudrama, and that, you know, it was recreated and acted, and it was filmed all around here obviously, because I live near Cape Canaveral. So it was all filmed in this area, in the Orlando area. And because of that, a lot of the actors that I knew from Disney, from Pleasure Island and stuff, have bit parts in the movie. So it's kind of funny that you see them as extras and stuff. And you're like, I know that guy. Anyway, And one of the people I went to high school with is actually in a, he has a speaking part where he's like, yes, sir, I'll get right on that. And that was his entire speaking part. But, you know, he was on the movie. But yeah, From the Earth to the Moon, it was a really good, or The Earth to the Studio, if you're Joe Rogan. But yeah, From the Earth to the Moon is really well done. It's very old. It was done in the 80s, so or 90s. But yeah. What's your next one?
Well, I have a last minute entry because
Because you just remembered something else? Very loud. Now I can't hear it at all. I know the song, but I don't know what show it's from. I can't hear you. You're muted to me.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. I know the song. It's very loud. I know the song, but I don't know the show that it's from. They're saying in the chat room that it's Knott's Landing. Is that
it's so? Knott's Landing? Yeah, it's not.
I don't know anything about what is Knott's Landing about.
Knott's Landing was like a nighttime soap opera kind of thing. It was
I watched Dallas because I was forced to watch Dallas.
Similar to Dallas. It was these rich people, I don't know what happened on my mixer, but it's like they're weird colors. I hit some button, but do I sound okay?
Fine. It was a spinoff of Dallas, is what Lamont Cranston was saying.
Now.
We have paid professionals now that can help good. Us here.
Now it's good. I got
can
it.
Can you
I got it.
Summarize
Knott's Landing? Wealthy socialite people. There was a Ewing on it. Wealthy. I don't remember. They were wealthy people. They owned ranches and estates and things. And there were. I don't know. I liked it. I'm not sure why.
Knott's Landing is a popular American primetime soap opera that aired from 1979 to 1993, centering around the lives of four married couples living in the fictional coastal community of Knott's Landing, California. It focuses on the intertwining personal and professional lives of characters in a suburban setting, dealing with complex themes of love, betrayal, family dynamics, and social issues. The series, a spinoff of Dallas, is known for its dramatic storylines and evolved over the years from neighborhood squabbles to intense, suspenseful plots involving corporate intrigue and scandal, earning a dedicated fan base and critical acclaim for its realistic portrayal of character development and relationships.
Okay, great. Lamont Cranston says it sounds like there were key parties.
There might have been, although I didn't see those episodes, but...
All right, so Knott's Landing, and you just like the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
No, I liked it. I liked it. It had Joan Van Ark.
Yeah.
It had Donna Mills.
Okay.
It had
Is her father the general? General Mills?
I don't know.
He makes a lot of
William Devane. You know who that is? Nicolette Sheridan.
Okay. Well, great. My next one, Adam, is it's a comedy. I think it's the only comedy. No, there's one other comedy. I guess you could count Bob's Burgers. It's Silicon Valley. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Seen Silicon Valley. Yep.
I've rewatched it numerous times. It is just incredible how much computer pop culture stuff that they got right. It's written and directed by Mike Judd, who also did King of the Hill and Beavis and Butthead. It's a very irreverently but yet incredibly funny show about a startup in Silicon Valley and all the hoops that they have to jump through and all the stupid things that venture capitalists make these people do and just the weirdness of these California billionaires in the tech industry that venture fund these things and how insane and egomaniacal that they are.
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing. I've seen like the first season or the first and second season, something like that. I don't know why I didn't finish it, but yeah.
What's your next one?
I have, let's see.
No, this is Succession.
Yeah, Succession. I really liked Succession. They, a bunch of wealthy, a wealthy media family, this old guy who won't die, and all his kids fighting to take over his empire.
But then he died.
But then he, spoiler, Daniel.
And are we not spoiling these? Or are we? I think we're kind of giving away all of the things.
Again, drama, rich people, drama. Intrigue.
I detect a theme.
I like some drama. I like some drama. No magic, but
Taskmaster.
That is kind of a reality show. I said if I had a reality show. It's not a scripted.
I don't think of that as a reality show because it's a game show. There's no reality. They're not put in any kind of, you know, they're not forced to live together or do any kind of like, and we're filming the, this is there. There are cameras there. They're aware that there's cameras. They're playing to the cameras. That's the beauty of this game show, is that it's five professional comedians being given these absurd tasks and then commenting on them later. And it's, everyone has got the right comebacks. It's all very, it's very funny to listen to the comments that they make about their, and the tasks themselves are very silly. All of the hosts, you know, Alex and Greg are both incredibly funny, Greg Davies and Alex Horn. And each season they bring on five, you know, big name comedians from around the world. It's a great show. And they, since they've had, since, you know, they're initially aired, they've had spinoffs in other countries, whatever. And the greatest thing about it is that you can watch it on YouTube for free. You can just go to the Taskmaster YouTube channel and they have all of the seasons. They are 1 week delayed. So what we get on YouTube is a week delayed from what they get in the UK. So in the current season, it's going to end. It just ended this past week in the UK, but we won't get it on YouTube ending the season until next week. Anyway,
there is a, it's not a, it's a quiz show, but there is a show, a British show that I really like called Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Yeah.
And it's, they just do it. They just do it.
I can't do that. What's his name? James Carr. Or,
James
Carr. His laugh.
well, let's see. Is this.
Third choice name, yeah. Wow, we've been suppressed, man. Nice. Now, the big social media trend this year was everyone using AI to sort of imagine what they would have looked like in the 90s in a yearbook photo. Mo, you did this.
Yeah.
I've got yours. Look at this.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Well, the one in the middle.
You know, we can't see this, right?
I know. I was seeing if he was going to laugh, but he hasn't laughed yet, so I'll just stop playing it. But yeah, that's that guy.
There's a lot of British game shows that are on YouTube that I like. Yeah. Taskmaster, I like it. Have you watched Taskmaster?
I have, but I'm not a huge fan of it.
Well, that's wrong. Okay, go ahead.
I have watched it.
This should be your last one, right?
Yeah.
This is a Star Trek one. Oh my God, get to it already. It's Next Generation.
It is. Yeah.
This is from one of the movies. Next Generation. That was not the weekly one. You know, it's funny because have you really listened to the Strange New Worlds theme song
Yeah, they all have like that common Star Trek theme, like worked into them.
The thing that makes For All Mankind. Strange New Worlds. The thing that makes this one interesting is I'm gonna skip ahead to where it becomes interesting.
Right,
yeah, no, I know, I understand that. But listen to what they do. This is the thing that makes it so cool.
They go bum bum ba da dum.
No, that's not what they do. Listen to the listen to the melody. Do you get what they're doing?
Well, yes, but I don't remember the terminology for what it is. But
it's in a minor key. They're basically that's the Star Trek theme in a minor key instead of in a major key. So it's like it's still da 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 da, but it's a minor key, so it's da 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 da. It's cool the way they did that, but it's the same theme. It's just in a minor key. So I thought that was really cool.
And then we've got all these Star Trek themes that are all a kind of along the same, you know, they use the same common themes and they interweave them and they play with major and minor keys and like all this kind of stuff. And then we've got, it's been a long road.
I like Enterprise's theme. Shut up.
There
Shut
to
up.
Here.
I like
and
it.
It's like, oh,
not
come
everything
on.
Like, has to be a fucking symphony. It's like, I liked Enterprise's theme a lot. Okay.
I think you're in a minority of
I am. I understand that I'm in a minority, but I still liked it. I still like it. Anyway, so that was your last one, huh? So Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, I mean Knots Landing was a write-in, so technically I have another one, but I don't want to overstay my welcome. Apparently we agreed on 3 to 5, although I know you
somehow,
said 5 to 10.
No, I did not say 5 to 10.
I know you said 5 to 10. No. I even confirmed it before we dropped off the Zoom call the other night.
I said 3 to 5.
I said 5 to 10, right? You were like, yes, 5 to 10.
Hold on.
What?
Were
you taking notes?
I had my pad here. I might have even written 3 to 5 on the pad.
You never said 3 to 5.
I did. I absolutely did say 3 to 5.
She can't hear.
One day you'll understand that joke about Kathy Bacon.
Did somebody come in your house?
No, that was your house, I thought. That's not
my
house.
That's my house.
Yeah, that's yours. You need to get some WD. You need to get some WD-40 on
I
that.
I do. Why is the front door opening?
I don't know. You would have to ask Mark.
Did he come in through the front door?
Maybe he took Sydney
out.
No,
Sydney is laying right here next to me.
Oh.
She is deaf as a doorknob now. I don't know how both of her ears went deaf at the same time, but.
My final one, my 12th one, is The Magicians. It's a.
Oh, I like that, but I wouldn't put it on a list.
That was The Magicians. It's hard to describe. It's a show about a wizarding school.
They're magicians.
There's a magician school, but you have to actually go through a lot of hoops to get accepted to this school. And then once you're accepted to this school, it's a big, you know, and then the school comes under attack from anyway, it's a bunch of, it's, I don't know, it's a sci-fi fantasy thing where they all have to go back to this fantasy world in order to save reality and stuff, and they do a lot with it over the 7 seasons. It's really kind of cool. It's a fantasy show, but it's well acted and it's fun. It's not going to win any awards for, like, you know, complexity of script, but it was very well. Did you just turn your video off or are you gone?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't know, this video switcher is like acting up, and so I just rebooted it.
Okay. Anyway, The Magicians.
Now I should be back.
Yeah, I see you. The Magicians is, that's my 12th choice.
Cool. I enjoy it. I haven't watched the whole thing. Mark and I were watching it and we stopped. And then I decided to rewatch it on my own, but I'm only through season 3 so far.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
But they get to Filigree or whatever the fuck the place is called.
Well, they were in Filigree in like season 2. But yeah.
What's your last one that you wrote down? Or the one that you
The Good Wife.
Oh, The Good Wife. I like The Good Wife. You know what? I was saying before you got here tonight. I feel like The Good Wife was really well written, and you know, I it was very engaging, and I liked it a lot. I feel like The Good Fight was okay. It wasn't quite to the level of The Good Wife, but it was still okay, and it was still good. It wasn't,
and they were trying to be so edgy.
Yeah,
like it was like,
and it just went weird with a lot of the hallucinations.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then they went to Elsbeth, which I just can't. I can't. It's so clumsily written. It's like it's like an old episode of Columbo where they like she just solves everything in the last 5 minutes, and it's you know, it's every single week. And
well, I'm still enjoying it, but it's not, her character is not even as good in Elsbeth as it was in
Good Life. She doesn't progress.
She's too zany.
Yeah, like, she has no character growth. Yeah, it's like, okay, we've seen this trick. Show us something else.
Well, and I remember her from The Good Wife not being quite so...
Flighty
and zany. Like, she was more, like, brilliant.
Yeah.
But eccentric. I almost thought she had autism or something, because she was like, you know... But, yeah, but I mean, I'm still enjoying it. And apparently it's doing well. I think they've, you know, it's gotten
good
ratings.
Oh, yeah, they renewed it for season two. But
and well, what's season this, two this, is start happening right
this
now.
This reboot of Matlock, have you seen this? With
Kathy
Bates?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm trying to decide if I like it or not. But, yeah, we are
I watched
watching
the pilot, and I was like,
It's not really, it's not anything having to do with Matlock. She just...
Oh, I know. It just, that's her name. And then she's like, yeah, I like the TV show. Yeah. If she even said that in the pilot. It's,
Did you watch Matlock?
I did not.
Love Matlock. Andy Griffith. I'm such an old man. I could be.
It's written down on my list. I said Matlock would be one of the. I thought that you would put Matlock on your list.
I love Matlock. I mean, I haven't. I don't think. I used to watch it after school or something every day, or when I would come home from school. But I mean, look at me. I mean, I was coming home from school watching, you know, Matlock, Designing Women, and Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. You know,
you had no choice. You had to be gay. You were forced into it.
I just
the one that I wrote down that I had thought of was Ozark. It's like I had forgotten that Ozark was really good. And
but
like,
does that have a memorable theme song? Like if you played that, would anybody know?
No, but I feel like Ozark itself is really well done. It's like I always liked how that was described by Brian Brushwood when he was just like the thing about Ozark is that Jason Bateman's character has a superpower. And his superpower is knowing the exact right thing to say to live for 10 more minutes. It's like there were so many times in that show that you were just sure. It's like, this is it. He's dying. He's done. He's done. And he says, you know, he knows exactly what to say to get them to be like,
wait, yeah. I can do your books for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of this, one of those crazy ass things. It was just, but yeah, so it was just a crazy show. But fun to watch and well done.
Yeah.
And,
I wonder why they never did like some sort of spinoff of that, or, you know, like they did with Breaking Bad.
I don't know.
Because it did so well.
I don't know. I don't know what spinoff you had. Everyone died at the end.
Jason Bateman and his wife didn't die.
Yeah, but all of the any of the characters that you would have made a spinoff about, like Ruth or you know, the
poor Ruth,
the lawyer,
I didn't
or whatever.
Want her to die.
I know,
she was my favorite.
That's what I'm saying. They could have made a spinoff, but no, they killed
her.
Well,
they could just spinoff, but just with the original character, like the original Jason Bateman and his wife.
Yeah,
but you know, they survive.
Like a prequel or something,
I don't know.
It's like one of those. Yeah, it was a crazy, the one thing I hated about Ozark though, is that they did that, because they were in Missouri. They were in the Lake of the Ozarks, and Zach's dad lives there. So I know how far away Lake of the Ozarks is from a big city. And they're like constantly like, I'm driving to Chicago today. Do you want me to pick you up anything? I'm just like, and then it's still.
You could, because I think it's around 5 hours. And when I go to get my hair cut.
Chicago? You go to St. Louis, not Chicago. Yeah, but
Chicago is 10 hours from me. So I feel like it'd be about 5 hours from them. And I drive 5 hours to St. Louis on a Saturday, still, get my hair cut and drive.
They
home.
Like leave at 10 a.m. in the morning and they're at lunch. It's just
they
like,
act like it's 2 hours and it's not.
Oh, it's just right up the road. Yes. Yeah, Chicago's just right there. Let me just run into Chicago and get you something.
I mean, they only do that in a couple of episodes. It's not like it's every episode, but yeah, they do that a couple of times because they're dealing with some sort of mob in Chicago.
Yes. And that's it. Those are the things that I wrote down. There are other shows, I'm sure, that
Oh, there are so many TV shows that I like. It's hard to narrow down. I like so many. Like you said, Donna Reed. Kathy Duke show. Patty Duke, sorry. Not Kathy Duke.
Here
Patty Duke show.
Is Patty who's lived most everywhere.
A lot of legal shows. Boston Legal, The Practice.
Yeah.
Private Practice is, that's not a legal one. That's medical. Joan of Arcadia, I really liked on ABC.
Oh, what was that one where the girl talked to God or like whatever? Was that Joan of Arcadia? Was that the one where
she got
like divine visions or whatever and she would lead people away from danger every week or whatever? I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like at the same
time...
Was
that Touched by an Angel?
No, there was another... But there was another very similar show on another network that same time, and neither one of them... They were both good shows, but there was just... There's only room for one in a market like that.
It tells... Joan of Arcadia is a fantasy family drama television series telling the story of teenager Joan Girardi, who sees and speaks with God and performs tasks she is given. The series originally, it only had 2 seasons.
Right.
I loved it.
But it had, what's her name in it? Cagney or Lacey, one of the two, what's her name, right?
Was she in that? Or you're talking about.
No, I'm thinking about Judging Amy.
Judging Amy. Which also was on at the same time, but it was, Judging Amy I really liked as well. She was a judge.
I like Judging Amy.
I used to come on, so Joan of Arcadia and Judging Amy would come on the same network on the same night. It was on a Friday, and I would come home, and I would order Chinese or some sort of takeout, and I would sit on my couch and watch Joan of Arcadia and Judging Amy. It's when I, like, first moved to Dallas.
Wasn't there another... There was something very similar with a girl that talked to God. What was it called? Was it called... Gravity Falls or something.
I don't know about talking to God, but what there was one about a girl who died or who like...
No, but there was another one.
Show about a girl who
spoke to God.
Dead.
That young man spoke to God. He spoke
Dead
to God.
Like Me. Dead Like Me.
Oh, yeah,
George
Alassa
surprised discovered that in Afterlife,
that's
Dead
different.
Life
that's
does
different.
Exist.
Yeah, that's different. That was, she became Death working for Mandy Patinkin. But no, this was like, it was a very similar thing to Joan of Arcadia. It was a teenage girl who spoke to God and, you know, was given divine inspiration.
It's me, Margaret. Hey, God, it's me, Margaret.
But yeah, they were both on at the same time, like around, you know, a year apart or whatever. And so they were both, anyway, it's not important. But yeah, there was a lot of shows.
There have been a lot of shows over time. Yes, you're right.
Many shows, Adam.
Benson.
Governor. That's all.
Nell? The one with Nell?
Oh, Give Me a Break?
Give me a break. I know I
have. Wasn't Jason Bateman in that show?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Yeah,
I remember. What was that show that Jason Bateman with the Hogan family? It started off as
Different Strokes.
No,
or
no,
was it?
No, it started off as Valerie's Family, Because it's
and then it was the Harpers, but she wasn't on that show. She was like the maid on one of the.
No, but I'm talking about Jason Bateman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was on. You're right. He was on that. He was on Hogan Family. Yeah, Valerie's family / Hogan Family.
And now he's a famous podcaster.
He's on things.
He's a famous. He does that Smartless podcast.
But I mean, he still acts.
Oh, I know he's still acts.
He's going to be in. Oh, well, yeah, of course, because he was in Ozark. We were just talking about. But he's going to be in something. He's in something called The Out. No, that was 2020. I know I saw that he's in something recent that's coming out. I wish Google would put these movies and TV shows in order.
You could ask for them to be.
When you Google and it just like. Well, something called Carry on Netflix. Anyway, he acts all the time.
Perhaps you're thinking
there is something called A Farewell to Ozark since 2022.
Perhaps you're thinking of Carry On, where he plays.
Oh, it's like
where he
it's
plays
like
a mysterious traveler.
It's which one? What?
Carry On.
Yeah. Is it a show?
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
It's an upcoming American action thriller film directed by the film stars Taron Egerton, Sophia Carson, and Jason Bateman. Its plot follows a young TSA officer who's blackmailed into letting a dangerous package on board. And then I can't read more than that. If you're talking about TV shows, he was in something called Black Rabbit, which hasn't been announced yet as to when. It's coming to Netflix.
I don't know. I felt like it was a series and I felt like I saw it recently, but I could be wrong. I get Jason Bateman confused with that other guy.
Yeah. You know,
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh yeah. He's on Lower Decks.
Jerry O'Connell. For some reason I get them mixed up. So it could be him.
Not him.
Jerry O'Connell guest hosted for Julie Chen Moonves on Big Brother this year. First time she's ever missed a show.
Because she had the COVID.
She had COVID, yeah. He didn't do a very good job, I didn't think. He seemed nervous. I was like, you're on a show 5 days a week and you can't do a live Big Brother? Like,
what show is he on 5 days a week?
He is on The Talk.
Oh.
Although I think this is their last season, but yeah, he's been on The Talk for years.
I don't
years.
Know. Maybe he was just like,
it's a daily talk show. He was acting so excited. Like, oh my God, it's my dream, you know, to be. And Julie called me and asked me to do this. And
probably never watched who the fuck watches Big Brother?
I do.
You stopped watching this year.
I don't know if you know. No, I finished it. Although I did. I finished it, but I did. By the end, I was like, okay, I don't care about any of these people who are left. But, and ironically, I would have been more excited if Tucker had stayed, even though he was so annoying.
And you haven't watched Survivor this week, so.
No, I have not watched Survivor this week.
The Survivor auction, baby.
No. Seems a little bit early in the season for that for some reason, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. But.
There's a big hubbub online, and you will see it when you watch it, but after the Survivor auction, there is a platter that had some peanut butter in it that people had bought as part of the auction.
Uh-huh.
And the tribes had all left, and it's one of those Jeff Probst cutout things, and he's like, you know, like, hey, they just left. But remember, if you think the auction sounds great, then sign up for Survivor, you know, then apply for Survivor today, right? And it's like, but before he says that, he sticks his finger in the peanut butter and then, like, you know, eats it. And there's a big hubbub on the internet about how he's eating this peanut butter that they had those tribe people with the dirty hands had their fingers in and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, really? Is this your biggest thing? Really? That was the thing? Oh. Really?
People have to have things to get up in arms about. Have to have just things insane. To get up in arms about.
Do you know that if you don't clean out your microwave, that there's a bacteria in there that just won't die? Like the microwave won't kill it. Like it'll just.
No, keep, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Will it kill you?
Eventually, if it gets enough of it, yeah, it'll get into your food.
No, I didn't know. I don't ever clean my microwave. Now I have to go and, I mean, how do you know if you've got it? Do I have to swab it and like put it in a petri dish and, send it off to a lab? Do I have Spirilla bacterium or whatever?
Hold on it. Can a dirty microwave contaminate your food? Food splatters can cause cross contamination if you don't clean the microwave afterward.
I think that's just like an iron skillet. It's just seasoning. Just seasoning for the microwave.
Well, but the heat of an iron skillet will kill the bacteria. You got to remember that the microwave does a thing with the moisture, like makes
things
the moisture. No, it excites the molecule, but the bacteria don't need that to survive. So
Have you ever pulled something out of the microwave? It is hot.
I know, because the molecules in it have been excited, but the bacteria are immune to that effect. So they're not affected by the microwave. Do microwaves hold bacteria? It is important. You're just supposed to clean your microwave.
I know what I can do. I can say,
what is the best microwave cleaner? It's baking soda and water.
Hey, does bacteria grow in microwaves?
She's really thinking about that.
Hey, does bacteria grow in microwaves?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Hello? Testing?
Hi.
What is she doing?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
Hey, can bacteria grow in microwaves? Did the Bluetooth and it was must have been muted. Hey, come on. Hey, can bacteria grow in microwaves?
Bacteria don't really grow in microwaves themselves. The heat from microwaving can kill bacteria, but if food isn't heated evenly or thoroughly, some bacteria might survive. It's always a good idea to stir or rotate food to ensure even cooking.
But can bacteria live inside a microwave?
Here, I have an answer.
Bacteria can survive inside a microwave if it's not kept clean, but they don't grow or thrive there. The microwave environment itself isn't conducive to bacterial growth. However, splatters and spills inside the microwave can provide a breeding ground for bacteria if not cleaned regularly.
Correct.
But won't the microwave kill the bacteria when you run the microwave?
No, because they cook by causing water molecules to vibrate.
Can kill bacteria when you run it. The microwaves generate heat by agitating water molecules in the food, which can effectively kill many types of bacteria. However, it's important to ensure that food is heated evenly.
Oh, she's telling me the same thing.
There are some bacteria that they have found now that don't have water in them. So they don't, they're immune to the, anyway. Point is, just clean your fucking microwave. That's all.
I mean, it's not nasty. We do clean it occasionally, but I mean, it's not a regular thing. And I'm sure the cleaning ladies must clean it as well.
Yeah, they probably do.
What does Fatty refer to his cleaning lady as?
I haven't listened to Fatty in a long time.
You just have mentioned him, Hortensia, yeah.
I haven't listened to Fatty's show. I listened to Little Fatty Cast every week.
Yeah, Hortensia.
But I haven't listened to...
She probably cleans Big the Fatty microwave.
For a while. I haven't listened to Big Fatty.
I don't remember my cleaner's name.
Oh my God.
What is her name? It's Maria.
Maria?
Maria is her name, yeah.
The most stereotypical Latino name that you can come up with. It's Maria?
No, it is her name. Maria Zapata, I think.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
She only comes once every 3 months, so.
All right.
It's hard to remember people's names.
I'm done. Are you done?
You're done. I'm done. I can be. Oh, Maria's cat. Wow, I didn't know. Maria gets around. She comes
from
all the way
house
to San Francisco.
Arkansas to San Francisco.
Well, I mean, she only cleans my house once every 3 months, right. So maybe she travels to San Francisco
she
in
probably
between.
Walks. takes her about a month and a half to walk out there to do Kathy's house, and then a month and a half to walk back.
Could be.
Yeah, she's got plenty of time. How often does she clean your house?
How much does she charge you, Kathy? She charges me $350, but...
$250.
$250. She charges me $350.
Wait. No, but she probably comes every week.
You know what she told me? She's like, the reason I charge so much is because I only clean your house once every 3 months and it's dirtier.
Right.
We're not dirty. I mean, we don't clean the microwave, but...
Clearly.
Other than that, I mean, we're clean.
All right. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm going to go. All anyway, right. Hey, chat room. Thank you for being here this evening. We appreciate it. Level 13, as always, thank you for sticking around. We're going to say good night now. Good night.